sorry, Amy. Oh, I had it. Okay, yeah. Please, Jamie.
Yeah.
Take it away.
I'm going to do a quick presentation, and I'll just show it. You guys can come look at my screen. I'll set it up. What we have that's been going on this is about a year and a couple months right now is this program called Fast Forward. And what it is, basically, it's a program that we've been using in the elementary school and the middle school. Once I connect to the Wi-Fi, you guys will be able to see it. And basically what it does is reprocessing the brain of the children that usually are struggling in reading, trying to get them up to grade level. It doesn't reset their curriculum or anything. It's not a curriculum replacement. It's more of an assistance of a type of curriculum. So I've used it in Kansas when I was doing Title I teaching. It was a great program. We went through the whole process of training. It was a two and a half day training, and I've gone through the whole program itself, so I kind of know what the kids are going to go through and some of the problems that they have. I need a cool one like here.
Yeah, you need that.
Sure.
You have to sit in this chair.
No,
you got to sit up here and have that.
I'll skip that one. So, yeah, exactly. So basically, I'll read kind of like a couple notes that I have here about Fast Forward, and it's a series of computer-delivered brain fitness exercises designed to produce dramatic language and reading improvements in a variety of student populations by improving memory, processing, and sequencing. And so the whole processing and sequencing piece helps with their reading literature. And what some of the students end up finding out is that their math skills improve, because the sequencing piece of math has to have a specific order, and if you don't follow that order, you get the wrong answer.
Mm-hmm.
And so they notice that their math scores start to increase, and the whole idea behind the program was actually for stroke patients to retrain their brain on reading. So that's how this program started, and it's kind of blossomed into this great thing. And back in the day, it was every computer had a program, so the loading was really slow on some of the games, so the kids would get frustrated because they're basically trying to play a video game based type of thing, but they don't know that it's actually training their brain. And now that it's web based, it's so much faster. Mm-hmm. It's so much nicer. So I'll show you some of the exercises that the kids do and see if you can tell me what the answer would be and if you can hear the differences in some of them. It's actually really interesting when you try to get the adults to do it, like, whoa, okay. And so they're doing this 30 minutes a day for 5 days, and it's a typically 9 to 12 week cycle that the kids go through for one assignment. So what we have is language to reading at the elementary school, literacy and literacy advanced at the middle school. And then we have some other supplementals that go with it, reading level 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And so it goes into sentence structure. But the first beginning processes is working on memory and sequencing of sounds and reading comprehension, those type of exercises that they go through every single day. And so it's really neat. Some of the responses back from some of the kids is that, why is my teacher talking so much slower? And it's because they're processing faster.
Mm.
And so that's what some of the responses come back. And I got a couple emails from a couple kids that have gone through it. I'd asked them to give me what their input would be on the program. And some kids, their first thought is, man, why do I have to do this? It's kind of weird that I have to do this program. But in reality, it's really good for even the high-level readers to do it, just because it helps with the brain training and sequencing. So I'll read some of those off. But I'll just show you a couple examples on the computer, and I'll play some of the sounds on there to see if you can tell me what you hear. It's really fun.
It is fun.
Some of the sounds that people hear on here, there's this really hard one. It's called Space Racer. That's the most popular one. And all it is two different sounds. It'll give you a weep and a whoop, and it's two different sounds, and you'll have to identify what the sounds are and then tell the computer what you heard. And it'll change into different megahertz. So between 20 and 100 megahertz is how fast normal human speech is. So they'll start with really low speed, and then they'll go to as high as 500. So it's beep, and they have to find out if that, they have to respond back if they heard a high and a low, or low and a high, or high and a high and a low and a low.
Hmm.
So they have to differentiate those things. Then it goes into 3 sounds. Then it goes into 4 sounds. Then it goes into 5 sounds. So I told the kids, when you get this one, it's going to go beep, boop, beep, 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 and they have to respond back to the computer what they heard. High, low, high, 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 and it can go in any different type of sequencing. It's taking forever to load, so once it gets there. While that's loading, I'll read some of the statements from two of the students that went through the program. And just recently, in the last week, they've asked to go back on. And so, which is really, really cool to have them. I feel myself changing a little bit. I want to go back on and do some more of those exercises so I can stay up with the curriculum and just keep the brains exercising. So it's really, really neat. And I'm up. So I will show you some of these fun ones. Right now we have 30 seats in the district. And we can reassign those seats however we choose to certain students. And once they get done with their assignments, we usually throw the next kid on. So if there's another couple of students that actually really need the work, we try to put them on as soon as a seat opens up. And we started off with 10 at the elementary, 10 at the middle, found out that we needed more because it's working really good. And some of the reading scores that we see, the highest jump we've had here so far is that one student went from a 3.7 reading grade level to a 7.4 or something like that. It was like almost 6th grade level increase in 9 weeks, according to the assessment that the computer gives it to them. So I'm going to do Space Racer, which is the fun one, and I'm going to go to the high levels so you can hear the difference in sounds and tell me if you can say high or low and all that stuff. It might not go very quickly, but it's really fun. I love it. Usually their brains get tired sometimes is when they get done with these assignments because it's 30 minutes and it's just straight 30 minutes of work. And it's easy to track because we can see how many repetitions they do a day, what time they started, what time they finished, if they skipped the lesson or if they've completed all three lessons for the day. And it's fairly simple, but it's nice to just get the teachers trained to kind of help coach because we're basically fast forward coaches, not fast forward teachers. Mm-hmm. We just coach the kids along as they're doing these assignments. It might be really slow, but while that's loading, I will find the two emails I have from those students. And those students kind of started off lower level readers and have just gone through the roof. And I don't know if anyone's here that had students. And Rick can talk about how the Fast Forward program has worked too for some of those kids. I don't know if you wanted to say anything on Fast Forward, or even Terry, since you, or even Erica, if you guys had any comments on Fast Forward too. So, because it's been fun. I love it.
Any well, we've definitely seen, so I know some of the kids, at least in the elementary, the first half of the year when we started doing it, some of the older kids were a little bit, like you said at first, just like, what is this?
Yeah.
And why are we doing these things? And why are we repeating these and all that, and once they practiced it a little bit more and started realizing that it was that sort of training piece, and then when they went through the program, then they did start to realize that they were holding information longer, and they felt like they were making those gains. So it was pretty fun.
Yeah, pretty good stuff. The biggest gain I seen, I had a student while I was in Kansas. They came in about as a sixth grader. Reading level is at about a 3.8 when they came in. The student is actually graduating this year in the top 5 of her class. And through communicating with her or with the student and seeing them down south and, kind of seeing they appreciate that program because that's where when it kind of started. Mm-hmm. Was like, oh, okay, now I'm catching on. I'm reading bigger books and things of that stuff. And the student was kind of like, I probably would not have gotten there. This helped me. And so there's a big article I put on the front of my door, too, on a Fast Forward article that I got. And it was a Louisiana State University football player down at LSU that was actually in a sophomore in high school, asked to go back to elementary with the third graders to go do the Fast Forward program, and actually graduated and got a scholarship and is now participating and owes a lot of it back to Fast Forward. Kind of a cool little article, and I just highlighted a big yellow. Fast Forward, yes. You see, it works. So that's taking forever, but if you want to come by and take a peek at it anytime, come by. I'll just read the emails I got from a couple of the students. And the first one, I thought it was helpful, and over time I felt a difference in my everyday life. My family says a change in the way I speak and read. They see it. Overall, it's the reason I passed my state assessments. Without it, I don't know where I'd be. It's a good program, and I think Fast Forward should be incurred. And then it also said, don't tell them who wrote this. And then the other email I got, the website and the program of Fast Forward is a great program for students that have trouble comprehending or just a hard time in their classes. In the beginning, it may seem very boring and you don't want to do it, but once you begin and get the hang of the activities, get the hang of the activities, it will get easier. The more you do it, you will start to notice how much quicker you are when you play the activities. I use the website for at least an hour each morning that I went to school. To me as a student, I really think this is a reliable source for anyone to use. It helped me a ton. And so these are students that are, you know, in our system that are responding back to quite a program that's beneficial. So, but it's not loading. So if you guys want to come take a peek and even give it a try, if you got half an hour, I can put you on the demos and
it's pretty fun to do.
Create your own username and have fun with it. But very, very cool program. I think some of them have even said, hey, let's make it an exploratory. I know Haynes School District, the entire second grade goes through this program. So it's kind of a mandatory thing that they do. So all Haynes second graders must go through the program so that, you know, they're doing it, implementing it that way. So any questions you guys got for me? It's kind of different once you see it. You're like, oh, okay, now I know what you're talking about. So,
is this something you can find online to even access for your own children if, you know, we can't make it that big here?
Yeah, yeah. So the school rate they give us, and it's just really affordable. There's a school rate that goes out, but they also sell it to just students at home.
Oh.
And mysci.com is the website. And it's called Scientific Learning. Scientific Learning is a company out of Phoenix that does this, and it's five different doctors and professors from universities and actual brain neurologists that got together and developed the program. Mm-hmm. And they just keep making it better and better and better. So Scientific Learning is the main company that does it. MySci is a great resource and just training. I mean, I think our training, we have like 9-10 staff members in the district. Just got trained on the beginnings of it, and there's so much more still yet to learn, the tricks of the trade and things of that sort. So,
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jamie.
Go ahead.
Okay, now we need a motion to approve the agenda.
I make a motion to approve the agenda.
I'll second. Okay. Student report.
So last weekend, or just this weekend, track and field went to Ketch Karen for wasn't an official meet, it was just like a rundown beginning of the season, test everything out, and they did very well. They got first in most of the events, so that was really exciting. And tonight, music students leave for Music Fest, and they will be performing at the end of this week and Saturday. So, and then next weekend on Saturday is prom, and so that's, just a week away, and then there's baseball's first games on May 1st and 2nd here against Sitka.
Busy May.
Mm-hmm. So are you going to Music Fest?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
It'll be a fun fair.
It'll be a really fun fair. Right?
That's always an awful one. Basketball tournament and Music Fest.
And it's 26 hours.
Cool. Even better.
Yep, everywhere.
To Juno, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Luna and Sitka.
Oh, yeah.
I can't just go straight. Cape.
Where's that fast ferry?
Thank you.
Have fun. Okay, see you.
Correspondence?
Can't
you make a motion? Second, get a vote. We need to, yes, so Sharon, sorry. We need to vote to approve the agenda.
Well, I just put 4-0. I heard it.
I don't think anybody objects.
I don't want to
go out of order this tonight.
Doing a great job.
So are we, Sharon?
You can just, do voice.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Okay, I knew it was that way.
Now we can officially have correspondence, and if I mess up, you have to tell me.
No, there was no correspondence.
Oh, okay. Comments from the audience unrelated to agenda items. Comments related to agenda items. From the audience. Do you want
to? Oh, I guess mine goes a little bit farther. I know that I missed the deadline for turning in a letter of intent to join the school board. I do have that letter this evening, so if you guys decide to reopen it, I will be turning it in.
Thank you. Anything else? Perfect. Board member comments? Yay! Give that. Okay. Yes, we appreciate that. Thank you. Okay. Consent agenda. Now we need a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I make a motion to approve the consent agenda for April 14th, 2015.
I'll second.
All right.
You're doing a great job, man.
Discussion regarding that? Nope. Do we need to talk about these right now?
No. Once they're all lumped together, when it's a consent agenda, you don't have to worry about it. Unless someone wants to pull it to discuss one of them. Otherwise, it's approving all of them.
Okay. And so then we can call the roll. Mm-hmm. Or no.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do we have to call the roll because we're spending money? Yes. Okay. So, Sharon, please call the roll.
Cheryl File.
Yes.
Megan Litster.
Yes.
Jay Lister.
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren.
Yes. It's a little bit like driving for the first time. You realize you don't know where you're going. Okay. So now we can go to administrative reports. Okay. Superintendent Erica.
Peter. So I have lots of things further down, so I will keep it short here. And I also think that Rick and Terry and Jamie and everybody else have lots and lots of things to say. So just to recognize some fun things that have been going on, because sometimes in our life lately we've not had a lot of fun things going on, and I would like to recognize a few of those. It was great to see the high school students in their play a few weeks ago. They were pretty nervous, but they were just fantastic, and they had the giggles, and it was just really, really great. Good comic relief, and so great job to the kids and to Debbie Tice for that. It was also fun to go to the Middle School Awards Assembly last week and see all of the recognition that's going on over there for the kids and their academics and activities. We are hard at work with teacher evaluation, continuing that process, and trying to work with the state and with our local teachers here to finish what we need to do with the regs that are out and make it work for us here in our own local district. So we are meeting again this Friday during in-service to touch base about that, and great group of people working on that, so we appreciate it. Also moving forward with some emergency planning and some drills coming up this spring. Looking to do a lockdown at some point, and also looking to do an evacuation drill, which we've done a couple of years now, and we're still working with Marcus Hom as our advisor on that. And he did come to the board meeting a couple months ago and give you guys kind of an update about some of the ALICE training and things that we're going to be implementing this spring. So we're moving forward with that. And just to recognize the staff right now in the district for maintaining a pretty incredible attitude in the midst of some pretty incredible stress. Just the daily life of spring in school districts alone, and then to kind of have this constant overhanging issue and discussions about funding and all those things, and everyone is just continuing to forge ahead and do what they need to do in the classrooms and in the schools and throughout the district. So I just want to acknowledge that. It's been pretty darn stressful. hoping that we're going to get through some of this financial stuff here soon and stop talking about it for a while. Would be lovely. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so just to recognize that, and also the continuing support of the community and parents as we're moving through this process. And I do want to, I guess, publicly recognize, too, that the borough's financial support, they have gone through their budget process, and we are kind of done talking about local funding at this point, so that's really nice too. We want to acknowledge that, that they have funded us at the 1.8, and that has gone through their three readings, so just to acknowledge that too, we appreciate that support. So that's it. That's where I'm at. One more minute. Thank you.
Maintenance, Mr. Tate.
Thank you, Mr. Homer. I'm having a three-week anniversary. We got the new boiler in place, and I'm so excited about it. I put together and
fancy.
There are a few usages out.
Wow.
First one shows where the elementary schools got the months of January, February, and March of 2014 versus 2015. And the first thing we probably noticed, there's 2014 had a nice spike in February. And what's really kind of cool for me is the nice flat climb line.
That's awesome.
Oh my gosh. Just to quickly tell you what went on for the people listening on the radio. 600 gallons was saved at the elementary school in January between 2015 and 2014. 1,400 gallons in February. Tender month of February being kind of cold. And I was riding my motorcycle in January and my snowmobile in February. And then 850 gallons in March. And on the next page basically shows what the monetary costs are. I'm just going to read them off real quick. $2,200 savings for the month of January, $6,400 for February, $4,100 at elementary school.
That's great.
Very exciting stuff. Now, if you go on to page 3, very quickly, the show is looking at the middle school. And just a reminder, if you're listening again, the middle school boilers feed the middle school, the high school, shop, and the community gym. So we're talking a lot of gallons passed through those boilers. month of January, 1,100 gallons saved. February, 1,900. And then in March, 1,500 gallons from year to year. And same thing kind of happened there. Nice spike in February. And then, of course, fairly flat and declining through 2015. Again, very predictable. And if that trend continues, it would be very helpful for our budgeting in the future. The monetary cost is a little wonky for February, and I think what went on there, you'll see that there's a spike for 2015 in terms of costs. I think we might have had some invoicing overlap. Karen could probably speak to this. We had Adrian look at our bills, and this could potentially be the fact that we were paying for fuel, stuff that might have put in the month before, paying for it in the month of February. Not thinking too much about that right now. Again, if you go back to the fuel gallons used, I'm pretty certain of those numbers. Again, next flat decline. Mm-hmm. We'll take a look at that this week. We put this together just yesterday and didn't have time today to really sort through what went on there in February.
I can address it.
Well, please do.
It has to do with us putting our utilities on the credit card so we can earn 1% back. Mm-hmm. So in the month of February, it was actually 2 months of billing. So. Mm-hmm. A little lag time with a credit card. So,
thanks.
I so appreciate it when Karen comes to my rescue on monetary matters. It helps. And then the last two just basically put both schools together, all the boilers together. And again, we have to keep in account that a little bit of overlap there in February. But overall, 7,100 gallons saved in the months of the first 3 months of the year, as compared to last year. That's wonderful.
Come on.
So I'll bring up my report here. Pop right up. So we have in-service for teachers Thursday and Friday, and I'm actually doing a quick in-service on Thursday for my custodians as well, and you might be wondering why do custodians and maintenance folk have to have an in-service. But to be quite honest, we also have our own yearly training that's required. A lot of it is OSHA-based, and what I did last year is I had some first responder training for health and safety issues, because I figured You know, our custodians might be the first person at a scene of an accident, whether it's a head injury or a bad cut or something like that, especially in the evening hours. They might be the person who answers the door if someone's outside and needs to get in. So we did that last year, and this year we're going to look at bloodborne pathogens. It's a yearly OSHA requirement. And also we're going to look at some asbestos identification and safety practices. And it's very obvious that Rands would need that as he's drilling into floors and things like that where asbestos might be contained. But our custodians too, you know, if the water gets underneath a tile on the floor and pops up, they're going to need to know how to handle that and what the proper procedures are. So we're going to make sure that they're safe and they're covered, and everyone's happy with that. We're also going to cover our hard surface disinfecting techniques. As soon as the word came out last week that the flu was on the rise, I got a memo out to the custodians to step up their efforts if they hadn't done so already. But I'm going to make sure everybody's on the same page and to make sure we're disinfecting things properly. So we'll take a look at that on Thursday. On a side note, RANS is completing a 10-hour online OSHA course. It's a general course that basically covers everything from safety practices to reporting and things like that. Very good for him to have that training. So you're probably wondering what your maintenance director does all day, but everybody else is going through this kind of stuff. Lately, all I've been doing is project management. Of course, we have some, right now we have, let me start again. With the project management that I'm doing right now, I'm in initial contact and coordination stages with Acme Fencing, Rainforest Contractors, and Nordic Electric. These are all the projects that you approved at your last meetings. We have a tight window. We're going to try to get all this stuff done pretty much the day the kids are out of the school to June 15th, and then have the last 2 weeks to make sure that we get all the paperwork in lined and out so we can close out with stay in with our fiscal year-end responsibilities that we have. I'm also in the pre-planning stages with our superintendent for any extra funds that come up. This was mentioned earlier, I believe. We'll be looking at the deficiencies of the kitchen. If we have figure out where that money's going to come from, or excuse me, we're going to take care of those situations. We'll find the money for that, of course. We'll look at playground safety. We're going to be updating the sport acolytes signage in the gym. I thought I could pronounce that earlier, but I guess I can't. And of course, there's continued management with the superintendent with the 7 remodel. We're now dealing with some warranty issues on carpeting that was faulty from the manufacturer that had to go in so we get the doors open. But we're going to take care of that over the summer, and we're still looking at those issues week after week. We're also rebuilding the cafeteria loading dock as part of that project. And we just started looking at some ADA-compliant entrances and door openers for that school as well, which should tie in nicely to that project to make sure that we utilize the funding that was given to us to remodel that school. So I wonder, I suppose you may be wondering if I ever turn a wrench, but I do. I do get down there, and Erica could probably attest to the fact that I smelled like diesel pretty heavily yesterday.
Great.
Just great, wasn't it?
I love that smell.
So all in all, I'm sitting behind the desk a lot these days, but it's warranted with all the amount of projects that we're trying to get done at the end of this fiscal year. Are there any questions?
Doesn't he look a lot older tonight?
He does.
Mm-hmm.
18.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
1832. 13 years of experience. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Nice job, Sharon.
That's good.
Yes, you do.
Make him raise his hand.
I need more steps.
You just got 10.
Yeah, just doubled my total. Pedometer challenge. You're right. I've discovered through the pedometer challenge. I actually thought I was fairly busy and. I'm just losing badly to most people. Apparently, I spend a lot of time sitting in the chair, and Erica can attest to it. The chair just right there. I bet you do. It's so embarrassing.
Although my daughter did say today that what we need to be doing is Gangnam Style under our desk, and that will give us the steps. Kick the leg.
Gangnam Style in her chair.
I'm not going to.
Good evening. Lots and lots going on, and I'll just try to stick to some of the high points, and obviously if you see anything on the calendar or anything, just encourage you to give a call or send an email or something. Just busy time, which is great. As Dan mentioned, we're getting ready for teacher in-service district-wide, and I just want to let you know that looks pretty exciting for us, I think. Great stuff. This is just secondary speaking, slight, similar but different things in the elementary. We are going to do a little bit with PBIS. We've been working, Lori Rother, our kind of trainers in town, and met with the secondary crews, both middle and high school today. So we'll talk a little bit about staff. We are just a little bit of a lag in the secondary behind the elementary. So this year we are finishing up Tier 1, which is great. We've been working on it for a couple years, and then we'll be going into Tier 2. And so we'll kind of talk to staff on Thursday. And Lori is doing a great job of just kind of counseling us, really, is what it feels like, but leading us. And but then the staff will be doing the presentation to the teachers, meaning the leadership groups of PBIS. So I kind of like that, too, because it's kind of our own people who know our own kids. And then Lori's there kind of to answer the sticky questions. So that's great. I also spent some time with our learning management systems, which is mostly Canvas, Moodle, a little bit of Edline. Teachers, you know, it's just evolving. There's so much going on. We really want to give them some time to tidy those up and get some stuff on there. We do have a lot of teachers that are interested in the new Canvas platform. Does this make sense? This is how we talk to our kids who are on their trips, pretty much. So this is turning in homework. This is teaching. Sometimes there's videos. Sorry, I just started getting into the edu jargon too quickly. But as you know, that just keeps rolling, and teachers rarely really have time for that. So we're getting a little time. And again, some of them are actually hoping to maybe transfer to Moodle or just get a little better with a Moodle or a Canvas. So we'll spend some time doing that during in-service, as well as just an overall digital presence. I know Mr. Brock was saying he's actually up on his Moodle, but really wants to spend some time on his personal website and some videos and stuff for kids. So all that will be some time. And then we'll spend a lot of time on curriculum and a little bit of time talking teacher evaluation. I think Eric asked that committee's going to meet and talk some more. So it's an ongoing process. So that's a couple days for teacher in-service and what they'll be doing in the secondary buildings. Some kind of fun if you're here and are people on the radio hearing. Pennies for Patients is something we're doing here, which is collecting pennies, collecting silver, collecting paper in both the middle school and the high school. All proceeds for this will go to leukemia, lymphoma, cancer research. And so it's a neat thing we've been doing for several years. And it's a little bit of a class competition. And if you haven't seen it, the pennies are positive. And then silver and paper money take away from the total points. So right now, as a lot of the freshmen who are often overlooked are actually charging ahead, have a lot of pennies, and the seniors seem to have a lot of silver. So they're often the attacked group, at least in the high school. Middle school is just getting rolling a little behind that. We'll see how it all tallies out at the end. And again, it's always a win, just the money to donate. So that's pretty cool. Kids will be thinking outside Petersburg. We have wrapped up AMP testing, and I don't want to talk about it that much because I'm glad to be past it, but I do want to thank Bridget Wittstock as a district-wide testing coordinator who just really did a great job, I guess. She really killed herself a lot of time in over the year, really. It wasn't even just recently, but just did a great job. Rachel Etcher in my building, again, did a lot of coordination. I know Terry's probably got some stars over in her building, too, but big effort. And then, of course, just thanks to the teachers. It was very smooth, and it was, you know, new for everybody in the state, and it wasn't perfect from their end. It was, of course, perfect from our end. But the teachers were just so smooth. Some came up, and, you know, John's running up the stairs, or Caleb's running someplace to fix it, and they didn't worry about it and didn't make kids panic, and we got through it. So that's great, I think. Just glad to have that on our belts, and each year will get easier and easier as we get into the new system. So thanks. Fun things, middle school activity night tomorrow night. You're all welcome. STEMCO, you can come. Yeah, you're all welcome to come hang out. It's actually a really good night. The kids usually have fun. It's not just a dance, but there's usually the gyms open. They'll do some fun, sometimes just board games. It's just fun to see them kind of get out and shake loose. So you're welcome, 6 to 8 p.m. And again, this is a Wednesday night. But remember, we have in-service Thursday, Friday. So if people didn't catch that, we're not just picking a middle of the week to help out. So that'll be fun. And again, we had the awards seminar last week. Great to see so many kids achieving in the classroom. And there's just a celebration of the hard work that middle school continues to do. So it's great. The high school and their own special night, of course, as Van mentioned, prom's coming up a week and a half away. You're all welcome to that, too. Please come. We're going till 1. The coronation is at midnight, and that is a fun thing. So if you're up and you're just walking, don't walk the streets. I meant to say just if you're up and you want to come down. It's at the Sons of Norway, and the coronation's kind of fun. A lot of parents will come and take pictures. And I haven't heard who the bearers are, the crown bearer and stuff, but there's little kids, and they'll they do that. And then really after midnight, it starts to fizzle out as kids go their own way. So, but that's fun. It's a week and a half away, and Jill Lenhart and Jim Engel have been putting a lot of energy into organizing that, so we appreciate them taking charge of that. And then finally, just a side note, we do continue to move forward and talk to people in the slow process of talking about the possible changes to the grading scale. And we talk about the 5.0 scale, the plus and minus. One of the things we talked about, a 6-week to a 2-week change on some of those policies. So I'm just putting a side note just for the board or if people out there and staff are talking to folks and seeing what they think. It's administrative regular 5.1.2.1 if you write stuff down. and 5127, also how we determine our valedictorian, salutatorian, historian. So we continue to talk through. Staff have been recent, and we're just about ready to tackle the students and get what they say. And eventually we will query the parents through a survey. So I want to get lots of input on it. It just seems to be a lot. We just ran into something. Today we're working with Rachel and I were talking quite a bit with Erica and some other folks about, we have a student with a disability, and they've started a class. They just look like they're not going to be able to finish it. And we're trying to figure out what grade to give them. Our policy only has A through F and an incomplete. And to other schools I've been in have had withdrawal pass, withdrawal fail, and a no grade, and there's other options. So just as we work through things, they come with things that best represent what kids have done in the classroom and what they still have to do. We just try to make the policy work best for the kids, you know, not be a legalese, but just really indicate what is happening. So, again, lots of discussion on it. I just encourage the board, again, as people are talking about it, to let us know what you think, because we are not the experts on this for sure. We're just getting lots of input. That's the report for now. Any questions for me?
What was the board policies again? I got a couple.
No, sure.
Of them, I didn't get
administrative regulation 5121. It's also board policy. Sorry, 5121 and 5127. Okay. Too. And I know we talked about it a little bit last spring, a little bit in the fall, and we just kind of continue this discussion.
I was just going to point out, I know you don't want to talk about AMP, but it sounds like it went pretty well, mm-hmm. and having heard some of the discussion from other schools about that, I don't think people realize how awesome it is, how smooth it went for us,
right?
Because of all the staff and John Clute Painter and his work, but a lot of schools just almost couldn't do it at all, it sounded like. So mm-hmm. I'm pretty tickled to hear that it went smooth. The kids were like, yeah, whatever, we took some tests, you know. It's pretty awesome that all that infrastructure was in place.
Yeah.
So.
Thanks.
Good job.
Yeah, thanks. The idea of us conquering, I guess, has felt like a good word, together was exciting. The part that we're spending hours of just giving kids a high-stakes test that really doesn't indicate much, that's the negative part. But thank you for focusing on the positive.
Ms. Tolan?
Good evening. So yes, we did our AMP test as well, and it went just as smoothly in the elementary school, and we have a lot of people to thank for that. And the students were great. They didn't complain about them, and it was kind of fun for them for the first year, and we were proud of their efforts on that as well. But it did go really smoothly. A couple of things that we continue to work on is our RTI, or response to intervention, and that team is finishing up a document that they've spent hours on that is collecting data for academics, and now they've added in a piece that is for behaviors as well. And so we look to this as we look at student needs, and this will just be a really beneficial document in helping all our students, actually. We are also working on our positive behavior interventions and supports, our PBIS. Lori Roth is in town, and we've had some conversations and finding that our school is doing quite well in our goals. It seems like we slacked off a little bit and felt kind of guilty, but actually, when you look at it, we're doing well. Our students are using the lessons that we give them periodically and putting those to use, and we have really no big problems with our behaviors. And so we are working on not only documenting when we have difficult behaviors, but giving students who are doing the behaviors that we're asking, we're trying to reward them with a ticket system, and they seem to really enjoy it. So got a little shot in the arm on that and trying to get going again with that. On in-service this coming up on Thursday and Friday, the elementary staff are going to be training with the MANT system. And this is a system that has guidelines for handling students who may be having escalating behaviors and helping them to not escalate and then even de-escalate so that there's no danger or harm, and it's just a really good program to help us keep level heads and help students with their problems. Staffing coming up, we are going to be hiring 3 new teachers. We'll need a teacher in 4th grade to replace Mr. Owens, who will be going to the shop teaching. He will be the top shop teacher next year, and we're excited for him, but we will certainly miss him in our school. Then we are hiring a 3rd grade teacher, and that will be a 1-year contract, and that teacher will be in my place since my contract currently is one year. And then we have an English language learner and Title I migrant ed. It's all grouped into one. And that was the position that Ms. Curtis has right now, but she will be moving into a 2nd grade position. So what we have for next year currently is that our kindergarten teachers will be Mrs. Willis and Mrs. Martin. 1st grade teacher will be Mrs. Brock. Our 1st, 2nd combined will be Mrs. Wallace. 2nd grade, Miss Curtis. Our 3rd grade teacher will be Mrs. Demko and a new teacher. 4th grade teacher will be new. And the 4th, 5th combined class will be Mr. Kowalski. And Mr. Sullivan will have his 5th grade class. And then the new Title I teacher. So that's what our configuration looks like for next year. The hiring process should be in a few weeks. We have the jobs posted currently, so we're looking forward to that. Want to invite everybody to the family fair on Saturday, and that is at the Children's Center and the elementary school. It's from 10 to 12. Invite all families and students. There's going to be lots of fun events, crafts, making food, gardening, face painting, all kinds of fun things for students. So please plan on coming to that. We have our exploratory night scheduled for April 23rd. Our kindergarten registration is scheduled for Monday, April 27th, and the week of the 21st, the preschools will be coming into our kindergartens and visiting there. That's always so fun to see all those little ones coming in. Our 4th graders are going on their annual stickeen trip up the river on May 4th, and migrant family event will be 6 o'clock in the lunchroom on May 5th. And Miss Curtis has selected lots of wonderful prizes. I got to look through the box, and there are some really fun things. So all those families that are involved with that, we really encourage them to be there. And DARE graduation is slated for May 6th at 6:30 at the Fire Hall. So that's the things we have up until our next meeting. But there's lots going on. So any questions? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Ball.
He waited to be called on.
I didn't need my extra steps. I got them all in today already. I just got to remember to record them. Ginger. Lots going on in activities. No, not really boring again. It's been a while since I got to see you guys. We had basketball regionals down in Ketchikan, and what a great tournament that was. Our kids did absolutely phenomenal down there. Our pep band was awesome. You can ask Mr. Lenhardt's eardrums. the kids did great. Teams played well. Cheer ended up winning the 3A region championship for cheerleading. Girls were very, very close. It was great, great games, and ended up, the team that we lost to ended up winning the state tournament, so. It was great, and our kids did phenomenal to the point where they got recognized at the region tournament as the one school to receive the sportsmanship award was Petersburg High School. So kudos to the kids and all the coaches and everything. So it was really neat to have everyone down on the floor, basketball teams, cheer teams, and the pep band on the floor. And it's 78 kids that we got down there that represented us very, very well. And fun tournament, though. Very fun tournament there. long time away from home. Wife was happy that we got back, so that was good. We have baseball and track and field going right now. Baseball, we have approximately 17 kids going at that right now. Track is about between 30 and 40 students. Music Fest, jumping on a ferry tonight, picking up another 100 kids in Sitka. Have fun on that boat, Mr. Linhart. Middle school volleyball and track and field. Jay can attest to having a sad daughter. We did not go across to Craig this past weekend because the weather wasn't really up to traveling, so we did a slumber party instead. Hopefully she had fun there. Yeah, made him tired, so that was good. And some pizza. Slumber party in the gym. And the middle school track and field team will be heading over to Ketchikan May 1-2. We got a home volleyball tournament April 25th, which is also prom night. And we just sent off 7-8 kids to Sitka this evening. They are flying over to Sitka to get welding certified. Mr. Pop and Carissa Smith, one of the aides, are taking a couple kids over to University of Alaska Southeast in Sitka. They're staying at Munichkum dorms. Thank you, Andrew Fursky at Munichkum, for letting us use the dorms there while we're there. So we got some housing for some kids down up there, and they're actually going to get certified to be welders, official welders.
Wow.
So they start their testing tomorrow morning at 8 a.m., even though the plane gets in at 11. But it was kind of neat seeing all those kids heading out to the airport all with their welding mask in hand, ready to rock. So it was kind of cool. And that is about it, I think. Am I missing anything? And we'll talk about gym banners later and all that stuff. And had our coaches meeting last night with all of our coaches and advisors for all the activities that we had. Great meeting. Went a good 2 hours. And then I got to skip my Region 5 meetings and do it via Google Hangouts, which is online. Saved us some money, didn't travel. Plus the wife wouldn't let me. But that's okay. But it was really neat to do it online. There was four of us that couldn't make it over to Ketchikan. They ended up switching where the location was because of weather, and some people got weathered in some communities. So just jumped online and got our meetings done. A lot of discussion. So Sunday, the school was safe. Boilers were working on Sunday morning. Mr. Tate, I heard them going off. But it was good. Any questions you got for me?
You out of here soon?
4 hours. 4.5 hours, I'm jumping on a ferry.
And when's baby coming?
Friday morning, 7:45.
Hey.
That's awesome.
Got it. Scheduled C-section. Kind of love it. Yeah.
Exciting. Yeah.
Met with the doctor today. Everything's good. Especially when she got told your doctor is different today, so she's happy. She's good, though. She's good. Doctor's great.
That's great. Yeah. You're 9 months pregnant.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Yeah.
It'll be time for you to go.
Jack. Yes, exactly. Exactly. It'll be good. So the boys are hanging out with the babysitters, and then we'll jump on a ferry tonight, so it'll be great. Yeah.
Good luck.
I will. Thank you.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any questions you got? No.
It's exciting. Got a wage on the gender.
So, upcoming dates and meeting announcements.
That's a girl.
This week, Thursday and Friday, staff development, middle school for students. May 4th through 8th, staff appreciation week.
We're going to have, make
we
them
do breakfast.
Or breakfast. What is it?
Let's do a breakfast.
Breakfast.
And treats.
That's the mom hat.
I love treats.
Good.
So I guess we can talk about that at some point here and there.
Maybe we can get Jean's notes.
Yeah. Sure. May 1st or 4th to set the board agenda.
The 4th is better for me. We have a trainer here on the 1st to do for our teacher evaluation, so I'll be doing that from 8 to 2:30 on the 1st, so maybe Monday.
So if that, the 4th?
Oh, that doesn't work for Jay, I know.
I can do it.
What do you
know? Next time we'll get Jay in on the board agenda. Yeah. We'll do a Friday for Jay.
He did it last time.
We did do the last
one. And I was supposed to be there, so I'm so there. There.
Mondays I work, so that might be hard, unless it's at like at 4.
Oh, yeah. So maybe Cheryl, you and I?
What time do you guys usually do it?
We do it whenever.
Early or whenever it works for you guys.
Yeah, I can do like 8:30 or 9.
On the 4th?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's better for you guys?
It doesn't matter.
Let's do 9, then I have time to get to the sitter room. Is that good? Mm-hmm.
That sounds okay. Good.
I thought, never mind. I thought you were going to say something else. So 9?
Yeah. That would be great.
And if I can't do it, I'll let you know.
Okay. And then campus connection on the 12th?
I'll do it since I... well, see, and Grandma will be back in town.
I was going to say, if you do it, then I can't. Are you have a child care?
Yeah, I can get Grandma. Okay. Grandma will be back in town.
I can do it.
Right, Liz?
So Sarah and I for campus connection.
Rick and I can watch it, too.
We should do that. Bring
oh, that would be interesting.
Actually,
those two
high school students could get like volunteer time for that.
It's their lunchtime.
Okay. 2-year-olds
in the school.
Who doesn't want
that? Yeah.
And it's a dual purpose. Okay.
I guess we do need to figure out what day we want to do the.
What day we're doing
for the appreciation. What day we're going to do blind test?
Yeah.
We need to figure that out.
What day do the teachers appreciate it most?
I think you guys have done Fridays before.
Friday is great for me.
But I mean, I know that's a day.
Yeah, oh, yep, we need his help, so. So Friday.
Friday the 8th.
Does that work for most? Just, I know people are starting to plan.
And it's breakfast, right?
Things for that week.
It so is.
Okay. What time are the games that day?
What day?
For the 8th?
Baseball, the 8th. Afternoon, right?
Late.
Just
afternoon.
Making sure I have time.
Afternoon, Juno Douglas, 4:30 and 5:30.
So,
the 8th.
So, May 8th, we're doing the breakfast. Breakfast, excuse
it's
me.
Breakfast.
It's breakfast in the...
Can I remember?
No, it's breakfast in the spring and then... lunch in the August.
Yes. Okay.
Did we have a work session April 20th?
I was just going to say, can I
we
bring
do.
Up two oh. things? One thing on the 28th was a tentative idea that had been brought up, you know, because mm-hmm. that's halfway through. It's the fourth Tuesday. But there's a band concert that night. Is that right?
What night?
The 28th of April?
Yes.
Okay, at 7?
Oh, we don't want to do it then.
So then you had mentioned that you... would rather do things like, because that's just another night,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
it would work better for you on Friday morning.
I can do Friday morning, but
I mean,
it really
isn't
depends
that, I mean,
on
what is worse?
Yeah, no, I mean, that would, I could buy
is
a
babysitter. Friday morning better than evening?
I can do a work session on Friday morning.
Or is the night, I'm
yep.
just putting it out there,
I can
or whatever.
Mornings, Fridays are good.
Well, we don't have to be there for like 4 hours.
Right.
No, yeah, and we have the 28th.
So it could be later that week, or...
We don't want to do May 1st, though, for Friday.
Oh, right, I can't do that.
I can't do that either.
It could be the Friday before.
The 24th, is that what you're thinking?
24th.
That's like next Friday, a week from this Friday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Will you be here, Eric? Yeah, you'll be
I
here.
I will. I've just gotten back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what's our agenda, or what are we, would we be discussing?
For work session?
Mm-hmm. Memorials policy.
Policies in general.
Okay, start getting through the policies.
Time for that.
That's all that I have.
I have it written down, and I don't have it with me.
Yeah. Okay.
There's several things on it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, what about a different night then?
Or a different night is fine.
Besides Tuesday. For now.
Could be Wednesday night?
You don't do Wednesday night, right?
Oh, Scouts, sorry.
That's yeah. right. Okay.
You do Monday.
What about 30th?
Are we on April, Thursday the 30th?
It's Dan's
side on. Oh! That would be good to know.
Oh, yeah, thank you. No, that doesn't work.
It doesn't work for me either.
Monday the 27th?
It's kindergarten registration.
It's just us. I don't have a kindergartner.
It's 6:30 to 7:30?
Yes. Do you have any kindergartners?
Do you have anybody here that's going to be having, no?
You guys don't have any?
Nope.
But do you need to be there or no?
I don't have to be there.
Can we do it earlier than 7?
Do you want?
Well, no. It's. I mean, I really could go check in and just say, "Hey, it's 6:30," and then it's if it starts at 7, that's great.
Can we do it at 5:30, 6:30?
Or it could be.
That would be fine.
Sure. Would that work?
Depends on Joe's.
And we'll just make sure we're the 20 we stop minutes. In an hour. We don't go beyond whatever policies we don't cover. Whatever we don't. Because I think sometimes you could get into
and then we can just figure it out later on.
I think that we need to kind of talk about, like, what is it going to look like for the next year for four work sessions. Up. We just have a lot to talk about in terms of logistics for what are we going to accomplish during work sessions during the next,
We could tentatively go an hour and a half, possibly.
Yeah. So we start earlier.
Okay, so we're all...
5:30 on the 27th?
5:30 on the 27th.
Okay.
Okay. Bringing that up there.
What time again was it?
5:30.
Okay.
Was there anything else I missed for April that's not on here? Oh, yes.
Sorry. If we could, a question about the board breakfast you mentioned, to go back to.
Sure. So May 8th?
I thought I heard at 8 o'clock. I was just wondering if we could start a little earlier. Middle school and elementary start at 8:15.
I think you guys
in the past we've done it
at 7:30
or 7:15. Yeah.
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 Great, Marilyn.
Make sure you have those doors locked.
Right.
Okay. I don't know. Sorry.
All right. So are we good up to that point? Then our next board meeting is
May
12th. And it's student recognition reception at 6:30.
So there is another possible conflict there.
Yeah.
Because of the change in the board meeting, there's just the senior dinner is at 6 o'clock on that night. It may not influence anybody here.
Except for the business objective.
Mm-hmm.
And student recognition.
And student recognition.
If there's a lot of...
Do we push student recognition? No, we don't want to move it to June. Because they'll be on. School will be out.
You don't have to have the student recognition before the board meeting. You can do it another night.
That's true.
We always did it together so you wouldn't have two separate things. So it's up to you.
What's going on the following night? Oh, no, Wednesday. That doesn't work. Monday the 11th?
May 19th is pretty wide open.
So, I'm going to be gone in May that week. The week of the
12th? The week of the 11th? Or?
May 26th is baccalaureate.
I could call in for the
How many seniors are there that could be possibly getting a recognition?
Eight to 15, maybe.
Oh.
Can they during school?
It's more for their parents, too.
Oh, for parents
to come, too.
No. I don't know what's been done in the past or what the...
Would they mind not? Well, I don't know.
I think families would want to do it at night.
Night, okay.
I think so.
And you said the 18th was wide open? May 18th?
19th. 19th is pretty darn wide open.
Well, we could still have our board meeting on the 12th and then do student recognition, and then that's all we
do. I would like that a lot better because it's a long, hard day for me.
Yes, it is.
It's really hard.
We can do that, the 19th.
So student recognition.
What time would work best?
Yeah, oh, yes.
Yeah. I wouldn't be able to be there because I am a senior, and I do need to do a budget revision presentation and a budget presentation. We could always do a special meeting for that. It's the board's decision.
On the 12th.
Oh, we can't
do it
on the 12th.
I'm a senior, so.
Would it be ready for our work session next week, or is that too soon?
No, it won't be ready for the work session, because we are waiting for the legislature.
Oh, yeah.
We can just have a special meeting.
To do that?
No pressure.
I'm fine with that. It's up to
you.
I mean, that's...
So can we do that, a short special meeting right after the recognition? On the 19th?
Short. No.
Well, just a specific.
You can do it that night.
You can get with Karen, Sharon. Karen can do it that night. Sharon, and then let us know, or you want to do it that same night.
I'm going to do recognition in the
Since we're already here already, and
okay.
It probably won't be able to be here.
Or
it'll be at the library.
Okay.
We'll just be at the school.
And what time?
Okay.
6?
Are we doing school? Well, because we have dinner. So we could bump. Do we want to bump it as early as 6?
Yeah, why not? Wait, can we do 6?
How do you think that first parents are good with 6?
Okay.
Pretty much all practices are done.
That's what I was going to say.
Okay.
Practice is done by then.
So, and then a special meeting after that?
Spring ones. Yeah.
Okay.
For budget. The 19th.
Okay.
I hate using this new.
We're good so far?
Mm-hmm.
I hope
June 3rd, high school graduation, 7 p.m. at the gym.
Yay! Exciting! Two senior moms!
June 4th.
Sorry, I'm still
last day for
putting
students.
In stuff on my phone.
June 5th, teacher work day. Anything else that we missed? Is that good?
Wow.
Okay.
I hope I got all the dates on.
It is busy. I know. I'm a little worried. Sorry.
So, I would like a quick recess to so people could grab over there if they haven't already the packet for the board policy 5040. Have a look. That is the student nutrition and physical activity. So just a quick recess and to take public testimony.
Somebody's flocking over there.
We've all right, got it. You want me to get up and get it just so you feel it?
No, we got it.
You're doing great, Megan. Just get up and...
The golden child, isn't he?
He is.
Is it 5040?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very well done.
Does anyone need?
And
so there's nothing on the. What are we doing on the
27th is work session.
27th.
That's the recognition and work session. I know that's the no, just work session. Sorry.
Okay.
Oh,
so
shoot. What's on the 19th?
May 19th, student recognition.
And a budget work session.
Yes.
And the 27th is...
27th of April.
Okay, I got a moment.
I didn't even do it. I'm like, I'm
shoot.
Here and
go back.
I did it May.
Okay.
27th of April.
May 19th is the student recognition.
Mm-hmm.
Not April.
You got it.
You want me to just...
No, I don't have it.
Do you want me to email it to
oh.
you?
Yes, please.
I
put everything in May.
I would be happy to email.
And I just realized I did that, too.
Sure. Yes. Okay. So, old business, we need a recommended motion for board policy 5040 to approve the changes.
I make a motion to approve changes to... board policy 5040, student nutrition and physical activity at second reading.
I'll second that.
Okay, so discussion. We had a work session a week or two ago, and April 3rd looks like. Do you want to talk about it, Ginger? Or?
I don't know.
You don't have to. Are we good?
I guess publicly we discussed it at length and in very detail. So for the public, I think it's been, they're listening, but we really, yeah, it was a very thorough review.
It was a really good review. We compared with AASB's policy that they just came out with about 2 weeks ago on their board policy 5040, what they recommend for districts. We had our policy, and then we also looked at the gold standard wellness policy that was put together with the Obesity Prevention and Control Group, a group out of Portland, Oregon called the REED Group, and then also working with AASB. So we are looking at all the documents and just trying to figure out language, and we realized that, you know, the policy that was presented to the board was pretty much a lot like AASB. There's a few wording differences here and there, and we went through and we talked and discussed about the intent of the language within the policy and making sure that it's what we want, and it went really well.
Thank you for all your work.
Yes.
Yeah.
We do want to recognize all of Ginger's efforts.
It was a lot of work, and it was nice to go through it and see that it did really match up really nicely with AASB's recommendation.
Yeah. And on a side note, today from the Get Out and Play Every Day campaign, their highlight for this month is Petersburg.
Yes. I forwarded it to all of you. So that's another kudos from Ginger.
Cool.
Good to have some positive things out there.
We need to roll call vote on this.
Roll call for the approval of the changes.
Sarah Holmgreen.
Yes.
Megan Litster.
Yes.
Cheryl File.
Yes.
Jay Lister.
Yes. Motion passes. Okay, new business. We have election of officers, but it's okay with everybody. I think it might help us, our meeting flow, if we just kind of put that at the end when we are talking about the board vacancy. We'll do those kind of back-to-back. Yes, sir.
I was just going to ask the board if they could consider moving the out-of-state job request. Just Mr. Lennart's here, I think, to speak on that. I know he has to go later tonight.
Sure, so why don't we go ahead and do that one first. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm. That's great.
So for out-of-state travel request, we need a motion first, and then we can discuss. Is that good?
I'll make a motion to approve Matt Lenhart to take high school music students to attend a music festival in California for the 2015-16 school year as per board policy 6153.
I'll second.
Mr. Lenhart?
the high school music program is on a kind of a two-year rotation to travel out of state. We started back in 2004, and 2 years ago we didn't end up traveling because of the dates that superintendent and the board wanted us to travel with spring break, yet that was too early for the city that we had selected to travel to, San Francisco. They had a festival then. We were the only school signed up for that date, so since they canceled, we were able to get money back. So just a little, that's what happened 2 years ago. So we're looking at California again. The city of Anaheim has a festival starting on that week of 2016 spring break. San Francisco will not be having a festival during that weekend, so we had to look a little further south where it's warmer. And you know, if there's any questions you have on that travel or anything.
And it alternates with close up.
Yes, it
for
does.
Some of the newer board members.
That it's all was fundraised.
And it is all fundraised. Community fundraised, and
so for us, it's just a matter of like knowing that the kids are gone and that it's school.
The out-of-state travel was, I mean, I remember that in 2004, because, you know, we've been around for a while, haven't we? Anyway, and there was, it's a huge undertaking, like, close-up as far as fundraising, because it is such a big trip. Those are both the out-of-state trips that...
So I believe it's the intent was to just kind of get approval because of the magnitude of, you know, there's a representative... A body from the school going out to the community and raising funds, just to keep a little, you know, little borders on the control of who can, you know, jump and go. Oh, now we're going, you know, just to make sure we're all standing in line and being courteous and being aware of not hedging into another activity's fundraising territory, and you know, just to make sure it's all in the open.
Yeah.
What's the estimated cost per student? What
It has been around $1,100 to $1,200 per kid, and that includes airfare and the festival registration includes the hotel and also contributing towards chaperone costs, because we fundraise for a chaperone and myself to go. And also a bus. So, but lump sum $1,200, $1,300. It could be. I'm anticipating for next year.
Thanks, Pat.
Thank you.
Okay, so since we're not spending money, we can just...
Oh, it's an action.
Right, Sharon?
You don't have, you're not spending any money, so you
so we can say all in favor.
Just voice votes, fine.
Okay, all in favor, say aye.
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 Have fun, Matt.
Thank you.
Good luck.
It's going to be awesome. They're great day of rehearsals. Petersburg really stands out.
Will we be able to hear? Is it going to be
there's no
streaming or anything this year?
I want me to send you a little clip or something.
I'd love clips.
See what you do.
Thanks, Matt.
Have a great trip.
Okay, so... 2015-16 non-tenured certification contracts. There is an attachment, and we need a motion to discuss.
I'd like a motion to approve the 2015-16 non-tenured certified contracts posted.
I'll second.
Discussion?
Do you want me to discuss anything, or?
No.
At this point, we have the money anticipated.
Yes.
We are moving forward with these at this point. Yes.
And this one is a roll call vote.
All right. Roll call, please. Ms. Sharon.
Megan Lister.
Yes.
Cheryl File.
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren.
Yes.
Jay Lister.
Yes.
Motion passes. Administrative contracts. A motion to approve. Can I make the motion? No?
Yeah, in your policy.
No, we can? Oh, the president can?
I gave that to y'all because
that's embarrassing.
I was thinking that I might be able to, but
It spells it out in your policy.
I hate to be the groundbreaker, but we might be able to move a little faster if I don't have to say it once and someone else has to say it again. Is that okay?
Sure. Let's go for it.
Here we go. Recommending a motion to approve the 2015-16 administrative contracts for middle high school principal Rick Dormer.
I'll second.
Any discussion? And do we lump these together or do we need to do them separately, Sharon?
However you want to do them.
Okay, so we'll do the two motions to... Well, we'll go ahead and call the roll, Sharon.
Okay. Sarah Holmgren?
Yes.
Jay Lister?
Yes.
Cheryl File?
Yes.
Megan Litster?
Yes. Okay, motion passes 4-0. And
congratulations, Mr. Dormer.
Okay, and the next administrative contract, the recommended motion, I make a recommended motion to approve the 1-year 2015-16 administrative contract for elementary school principal Terry Toland.
I second.
And Ms. Sharon, could you please call the roll again?
Cheryl File.
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren.
Yes.
Jay Lister.
Yes.
Megan Lister.
Yes. And 2015-16 exempt contracts. Could we have a motion, please? I'll let someone else do it.
I am recommend to make a motion to approve the 2015-16 exempt contracts for Director of Finance Karen Quitzlin, Director of Maintenance Daniel Tate, Director of Food Service Carly Wells, and Superintendent Board and Administrative Assistant Sharon Anderson.
I second.
And Ms. Sharon.
Jay Lister.
Yes.
Megan Lister?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren?
Yes.
Cheryl File?
Yes.
Yay, we all have jobs! Isn't that nice?
The district keeps running.
We're going to keep moving forward.
Yeah.
For today.
Okay, we have a resignation acceptance. There's an attachment. The board recognizes the acceptance by the superintendent of Joni. Is it pronounced Joni or Johnny?
Joni.
Joni. I hear it different ways, so I thought that was it. Okay, of Ms. Joni Johnson's letter of resignation and Deborah Tice's letter of resignation, effective at the end of the 2014-15 school year, on behalf of the board per board policy 4117.2 for resignations.
We are very sad to see them go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you, them. Just both fantastic educators.
Yeah.
That's very sad.
So imagine some shuffling at the high school.
Shuffling and reposting soon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, more information. Gym signs. Activities Director Jamie Cabral will report on the plan to complete and update all state sports signs in the high school gym. Mr. Cabral.
All right. This has been a year. We've been talking about just what we're going to do with the gym signs. If you've been in the gymnasium, we've got those big blue boards that are up on the wall. And I've talked with our coaching staff last night to kind of give them an idea of what we're trying to, what our long-term plan is for those. The cost of those boards are very expensive. They're about $700 to $1,000 for about a 4x8. They're very, very hard plastic. Very, very heavy, and to update them, we have to take them off the wall if they're in a specific spot. They're very hard to get to, and we have a lot of missing pieces to the puzzle, and I think with cheer, we're missing about 2 decades worth of Region 5 championships. We don't have a cross-country one up there, and they've got a few and got some history back from Coach Eddie back in the day. So we're trying to update those and actually put the champions that are on there, especially for graduation. It's kind of a big deal to get their names on there, and when they're graduating, they kind of see their name up there. So we ran out of space on the wall because of how big the size of the font is and things of that sort. So we've been talking, I think, the last month or so in our M&T meetings of what we can do next. And so we found some samples. We kind of went around. I asked some community members, asked the student body, asked the coaches kind of what their thought was on some of the samples that we had, and what I've talked to some other activity directors around the state and kind of seen what they were doing, and got a company out of Ohio that sent us some a sample, and I'll show it. I'll bring it over to there to you guys so you guys can see them. And everything would become uniform in there. Everything would look very, very nice. We've got a couple that are actually taped with matte tape, some of the years on there, because we didn't have anything to print the stickies on. And if you get one letter crooked, you can see it forever and 10 miles away if the letters are crooked and you got someone's name going across that way. And it's kind of takes a three-person job for Dan and his crew to actually get the board up there, put scaffolding in, and then one person's in the lift, and they're slowly going up and kind of putting those things in, and they're heavy and expensive, and we kind of ran out of those blue boards. So much easier system what we're looking at. They're vinyl banners, 4 foot by 7 foot. They kind of come down in a rectangle form, and then they pin it at the bottom of them. And I'll bring these so you guys can kind of see them. And these are the samples that we got sent in from the company. And they're very pretty. And so they're 4x7, very easy to put up. And Dan, I asked Dan for his expertise on it. We were up there measuring, and we could fit 3 in the sections. And the piece that was really important was, can we take them down, update them, and put them back up in a quick manner? And it takes about a week to turn around and take them off the wall, roll them in a tube, send them off. They send them back with the new thing printed on there, and then we hang them right back up in the same spots. And it's a one-person job. So the manpower is less. The cost effectiveness of this is phenomenal. Much, much, much different cost-wise. Much more affordable. West Anchorage High School in Anchorage uses this company, and their AD, I talked to him at length about their system. He goes, it is tremendous. I mean, it makes the gym look very professional. And it's nice to have our kids recognized on there and our teams, and keep them updated very close, because we have a lot of non-champions that are not recognized up there just yet, because we're in the mix of what are we going to do here, what are we still going to use the old boards, and what do we do with the old boards. And the coaching staff really, really liked this piece. Talked with them a little bit and showed them the samples. They had some different ones, and it was funny that the boys' championships are in blue on there. The girls' championships are in white. And the girl said, why can't we be blue? So we're going all blue. And we'll make it simple, since the background of our gym is white. The background in those pieces are white. So we'll just kind of keep them that way. So much more affordable, way more affordable. They're about $270 for a banner. And we can fit them all on there. And I sent them pictures, did a panoramic of our gym, kind of told them what we're starting from scratch. We don't know where to start. That they're very helpful and had this to us in about a week and a half. And He wanted to make sure the distance, we measured the distance so we can actually see all the writing and the years from one side of the gym to the other and just make sure it looks professional in there. So, and Mr. Dormer saw him, brought it to the admin meeting, and they look great. So, and they also provide little Velcros, because I didn't even think about this, but the bottoms of the pennants will start to roll up, and so they provide pretty much everything for us that we can just put a Velcro on the back of the wall and stick the banner straight to the Velcro, and then when we need to change it, take it down, roll it up, send it off, it's back, put it back up, and it's updated in about 2 weeks. So, so any input from you guys, questions on that piece? I know Dan was very excited to have this idea going through.
Would not want to know how they got those up there.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is, they're very nice. And they're going to send some samples of what the vinyl will look like. And we talked about possibly doing like your shower curtain rod or the rods for curtains where it has the rod in the, on the top piece. But we didn't know where we'd have to hang those and if we had to drill through steel beams. So we're just going to go with eyelets and put a couple hooks in there and then just set them right on top.
Good.
So, looked a little bit more uniform. We can fit everything and have everything updated because we've actually got quite a bit of history that is nowhere to be found sometimes. Mm. It's all on paper right now, so got them ready.
Right.
So that's it. Questions or anything?
That looks beautiful.
Yeah. Questions or anything from them? Yeah, they looked wonderful. They had another sample that had a Viking coming out of the side of the banner. But then we kind of thought, well, we might not be able to read the writing that was on. There was kind of like a watermark on the back of them. It looked really, really good. But we just thought, nice, clean, and simple. And we'll make it that way. So, and I'm thinking we're going to have more to put up here soon. Yeah.
The dreaded question.
I'm ready for the dreaded question.
And maybe everyone else knows this but me. So it's at the risk of sounding like I don't know anything. But how do they get paid for?
We have a fund.
Oh, you do?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Should I point to Karen Quitzlin on that one?
We have enough funds in this year's budget for this. Mm-hmm. And then the thought in the future is using some of the yearbook funds out of the ASB to keep the names updated.
Yep.
So the initial purchase will be obviously the bigger expenditure of approximately $5,000 this year. But we have it in the budget.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, and we have those other gym signs that you see in the gymnasium. Trying to find out what those were for. When I first got here, Rick and I have been working, and Charlie's going to help me. We send out letters, and they actually pay $150 a year to have their signs in the gym. So it's all the boats that are up on the wall over there, and all the money goes to the activities department, and we kind of use them just to help upkeep those things and student scholarships for those that can't afford activities and things of that sort. Or something broken, we gotta keep it going for them. So,
perfect.
Yeah,
thank you.
It's about a $30,000. No, just kidding. Like $4,000 for all of those to get everything updated, which is about 4 boards. So, much more cost effective in the long run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're pretty too.
They're very pretty. I can't wait. And so, yeah, once we get it all done, we'll. 10 to 15 day turnaround to get them all printed, so they'll be up before. Our goal is to get everything up and updated before graduation. So,
ooh,
yeah.
That'll be fun.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Okay, more information. AR 1330 facility rental fees schedule. There's an attachment. Attached is Board Policy 1330 and related administrative regulation. The administrative regulation was last revised in 07. Staff recommended changes to reflect the current usage costs and fees.
Rick, are you doing this one?
I can talk about it.
You've been on the meter.
You purposely left.
He did, probably, for this.
Thank you.
I have served for several years as, and technically not really the auditorium managers, I'm almost the community schools, I guess, just trying to coordinate all the things that happen in the school facilities. That's typically outside of the school facilities. Sometimes, you know, it could be an elementary coming over too. But so just trying to coordinate auditorium and gym space, that kind of thing. And Tiffany Christian's done a great job this year. She's the official auditorium manager and was just in there with Theater in the Rough and that kind of stuff. So the policy's been the same since I've been here, and it's just, it's old, like I said, 2007, so the idea is to look at it. We looked at it through an administrative team, so Dante did have a lot of say in this as far as the upkeep and the janitorial and stuff, and I think if we had an overall concern, it's just that any group that uses it, most people are very easy to pay the rent. It's a pretty good deal for the space you get with a facility like the auditorium, but or the gym. But then there's so much more that comes with it. If you consider the custodial, if you consider the technology, whether you're running the sound system, and they're different in the gym than it is in the auditorium. You know, there's wireless mics for both systems. There's just so much that goes into it. Sometimes it's taking out the trash. Sometimes it's being able to use the lighting board, which is there's very few people know. So there's so many small little pieces to it, and a lot of people come in and it ends up taking more time. And you know, for some of the nonprofits, it's $80 for it could be for an entire day, and so we're trying to make it a little more obvious that that covers the room. But then if you need something, there's just $30 an hour this, and then custodial, and just trying to really, in a way, I think we're trying to protect our people a little bit. But at the same time, I think it's almost too good of a deal. People, so, I mean, when my time down south, you know, renting a place like this is hundreds of thousands, you know, these like a place like our auditorium, and we're, you know, people are using it for $80. And so to try to get a little slightly more competitive there as well, because it is costing us quite a bit. Light bulb replacement, for instance, in the auditorium. I know Dan's talking about redoing all the lights in the gym, and that's going to be great, but just running those themselves right there is very expensive. I'd be very surprised if we ever even came close to breaking even to any event that's in the gym or in the auditorium. So, and that's fine. It really is a community school, and all these places are great to support. So this is an attempt here just to kind of update and get a little more modern, as well as to be, I think, to communicate clearer as people look at this and understand what goes into using those facilities. Does that sound, I say that okay?
And I think just the main thing was really that the issue that was coming up with some other outside agencies that were coming in, and then they were just, you know, sort of expecting that,
yeah,
you know, that we'd have our tech people there and you know, well, where's the toilet paper and where's this? Yeah. It's like, oh, well, the whole weekend is, yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're not event planners,
right,
from that perspective.
So we have
so.
Some guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have
people. Yeah, and so this does have categories, and then, yes.
Yeah.
And the other thing that goes along with it, too, is I think we talked about it maybe before, but the School Dude program that mm-hmm. Dan has mentioned before, there's the emergency planning component that was in there. Then there's also a facility scheduling component to it. And that's actually what you would do. Like, you know, you would go in and you would say, we would like to use the auditorium, and mm-hmm. we are going to need, you know, an hour or 2 hours worth of, you know, technology support, or we're going to need, you know, and you actually kind of go down, and it actually, you know, kind of gives you like a, like an invoice, sort of,
mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah,
for, you know, for your event, and then it allows us to plan.
Yeah, it'll approve internal communication. I think it'll be clearer for people as they sign up what they'll need.
Yeah.
It will improve the whole process.
And just to see the whole picture, yeah. I think. Yeah.
Can I say for the record, we're not speaking about the Arts Council. Cindy, if you're listening, Cindy and Bill were there all night long cleaning up. They were outstanding, so I don't want to say this is not a complaint because of they've been fantastic. It's typically groups coming from outside that I think are wanting the moon, and our communication is not as clear, so trying to help out.
Yeah, our local groups, we
yeah,
work really well with.
They do, they're great.
Dance,
yeah,
and, you know, all of that. But.
It's been a while since we updated it, so mm-hmm. I need to look at it.
So yeah, that, just look at it.
Well, they did it.
Mm-hmm. Policy committee?
Yeah. The policy itself isn't really changing. This is
just
the
just
AR, and we just wanted to just update and make sure that
yeah.
we're reflecting.
I have it. The program that Dan has, I want to call
school
the Doodle.
Dude. School Dude.
It is.
I want to call. I almost call it Dog something. School Dude. Can it? Probably has the capability to, like, you need this price, and this
mm-hmm.
this price.
Mm-hmm. It does.
If you need janitors,
yep.
it's this much.
Yep.
Yeah.
You click
but
on.
If you clean up it yourself, it's this much. But if you don't.
Yeah, we're
going to
charge
you.
We talked about that,
yeah.
too.
Deposits.
Deposit. Yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, this does add a deposit, which
great.
I've never done, at least in my time.
Yeah.
So it adds
okay.
that. But yeah, it'll add that. Right now, you go to our website, and there is facilities, but it's a Google form, and it's 100% informational, and really just kicks to me, and then I
try
to disseminate the
information. So you manage it, not Dan, though.
No, Dan helps me out. John helps me out quite a bit with Caleb and that kind of stuff, source of tech. But I'm the one, I've been kind of the community point person. I think Mike Cottrell was the gentleman before me who did it.
Mm-hmm.
And he moved on to a different position within the district still, and so I took it over as trying to communicate with, you know, Makoff Dance Troop and Arts Council and then Outside Group, Salvation Army, whoever.
Then I am voice.
Yes.
When
right.
I get the information.
Yeah.
So should we have Dan do it since she, or is everyone else able to use the
school dude?
Thank you, school dude.
Mm-hmm. It'll be a link again on
it'll
the webpage. People go to
just yeah. like it. Now it says like facility use request or something on yeah. the main website. It'll okay. just be the same sort of thing, but it'll kick into school dude.
Yeah.
And when we redo this AR, we're going to make the recommendations for how much things are going to cost, or will you? Someone, I mean,
we'll bring some to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we've
well,
done
we don't write
research.
The AR.
No.
No.
But
yeah.
we've done some research already mm-hmm. with other districts and
yeah,
looked at different policies
out, yeah.
that people have had. And actually, I think who was it who said? Oh, maybe Dan. Actually, when he did the school dude training last year,
mm-hmm.
when he brought this material with him, they actually said, "Oh, your categories and things are good. Like
yeah.
your structure is
mm-hmm.
is great. Actually, they thought it was actually really well spelled out.
The structure
out.
It says if you're a nonprofit,
yeah,
if you're not charging
that.
Admission, or
what category
if you're a profit,
are you?
Yeah, there's
exactly.
Eight,
they said that was all great.
Extensive.
We just need to update some of the costs and then
yeah.
and then add some of those other fees to it.
Okay, this might sorry it might be off a little because
no,
it's not really a rental of facilities, but like what if it's a school sponsored thing and they leave a huge mess.
We would deal with them.
Yes, we would. In the
we
back
would
room.
Deal
with the lights
them.
Off.
Okay.
That has happened before, of course. We're all
yes,
humans. Sometimes
I
get busy.
I mean, I just kind of...
yeah.
We get to take it out of their hides.
Yeah.
I was just kind of wondering if...
That's a good question.
Yeah, right.
For anyone listening.
Right. So, you are working on the new AR.
Yeah, and this is it in the packet? I'm sorry, I'm looking
yes.
at mine. This, which is a, it's
this
Google
is
Doc
the new
too.
One?
Yes, there's a new one, and the
no,
old one is in
no.
there.
The AR is not, it doesn't have the accurate numbers in it.
Okay,
thank
I was going to say. Okay.
We will share it with you.
Yes,
okay.
we will.
We have a digital cover. I'm sorry,
yep.
I'm looking at it right here. I was thinking it was in the packet. My fault.
No,
I don't
I
think I got
it
to you.
So what's in there is what it is now, and you can see how outdated
yeah.
it is.
Oh, yeah.
You know, pricing is the main issue.
And we just, they just wanted to tell you, because like you said, you don't have to write it, but we want you to be ahead, because you might hear some talking in town.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I have.
Informative.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're like
thank you.
Out a lot.
I'm so out there. Thank you.
Okay.
Kitchen remodel update, Miss Erica.
Okay. So I think we have discussed this, I think, a lot, actually, this spring as we've gone through lots of processes with the renovation and then just changes with budgets and the state capital list and, you know, our poor little kitchen, you know, just kind of keeps getting knocked around. So in February, we had proposed that we would like to move forward with trying to do some modified drawings and architecture work and work with the firm that had done the original design work, JYL, and we've done a lot of work with them in the district. And they do great work. So you approved $34,000 to move forward with design documents and construction documents. So in the meantime, the state came out with a list of doing a 5-year moratorium on capital projects and et cetera, et cetera. Are you on? Am I tapping something? Oh. This one? Oh, that's exciting. great.
It's one of those days.
It is. Oh, you have no idea.
you're doing good.
Thank you. Anyway, so you approved that, and we moved forward, and then these things continued to happen, you know, with the state. And part of the reason for moving forward was also the need to address the DEC issues with the hoods and the stoves and all of that. So, good job, Jamie. Took it off. Mm-hmm. And so, in the course of that, I started getting some of the drawings and design work coming through, and it was becoming really apparent that the design work itself was growing. I kind of started to get some of these potential bills that were coming through and as cost estimates and things that were starting to get upwards of $60,000. It was just kind of kept growing. And so I called up there and said, so where are we here? Is this really, still just design work, or is this design work and, you know, and when I realized that it was really more design work, and then it was turning into almost, you know, $100,000, anyway, it was just really growing. And so I told them to stop, and then we addressed it during some agenda setting to put on there. You agreed that we should put a halt to it at that point. So we do own $19,000 worth of design documents, which is great because we can use them. $19,999. That's right, because we made a folder with that. So we can use those. We own those. I don't believe it is wasted because we have them, and we can use them now. We can use them in 5 years. We can use them whenever we need them. But we have cease and desist, or whatever you call that. Time to stop. So we are going to, we've stepped back, we're going to step back, we're going to look at basically the bare minimum amount that we need to do to address the DEC issue with the vents, and we're going to put that out locally here in the community and with an RFP and get that work done. And then we're going to move forward with basically the amount of money that we have set aside as a district that's been put aside over the last few years in a kitchen remodel fund. Thank you to Dr. Robb and Karen and different people over the last few years who have seen we're a little more forward-looking, I guess, because at this point I think we're kind of on our own to use the money that we have to make the best changes we can in our kitchen is pretty much where we are. So I just thought it would be important to do an update since you did approve a fairly large amount of money to be spent on that, and now we've stopped and we are changing course. So.
Just talking to Carly Wells not too long ago about it. This was before the state, mm-hmm. before we knew the Dyer situation, when we still thought we might get it.
Right.
And I had actually a parent ask me, do we really need to spend that kind of money on a kitchen? That was back when we thought we might actually get the full one. And I did point out to them that we have over 400 kids in the school district we could potentially be feeding. So try and feed 400 people plus any staff members that might want to eat mm-hmm. in that kitchen. But then also Carly informed me that the school is the natural disaster kitchen. Mm-hmm. So if something happened in Petersburg, that's where we're supposed to feed the community mm-hmm. potentially. And then I think if there's a natural disaster, or if Alaska Airlines had an accident, and the school district would be responsible for housing those people and potentially feeding them. And looking at the kitchen we have compared to even just some of the restaurants in town, it doesn't even come close to what restaurants have. So I think, you know, for the community to realize that we have to do at least the minimum that's required, but that at some point we may have to ask the community to help us do something more.
Yes.
Maybe not this year, but it's going to have to be a community-wide effort, because we like to think it'll never happen, and it may never, but we can't also expect employees to be producing meals for 200 plus people a day in the kitchen we have there.
Two warming ovens and
there's just
and didn't some of the numbers before we went to the fly-in said we have like 50% of kids who are getting free and reduced meals?
Over 50%,
and then that doesn't even take into account people who, like my family, that's just a choice we make because they're really good meals. Mm-hmm. It's much more affordable than what I could provide for my kids myself. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of kids eating.
And staff. We do have a lot of staff.
And staff.
And it's not just lunch, it's breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And after school
and snacks.
And second chance breakfast snack.
And summer foods.
And summer foods.
And then whenever we have big events, Carly has done phenomenal helping out me, feeding the kids that we have on campus. I mean, we fed 180 wrestlers that were here for our home tournament.
And she did that with the warming ovens and the soup.
She did that with the warming ovens and the little kettle pot, and the soup was phenomenal. I mean, the kids had a blast eating there.
Wow.
Got to go over there, and I mean, some of the culture was good. This is it, huh? Yeah.
Well, and really, there's potential for revenue, too, because a lot of schools will do that. Even they'll have like little punch cards or whatever when you have an event and you have kids there. If we have a little bit of a more decent setting, you can provide meals and charge them a reasonable amount. And where else are they going to eat? There's not really a lot of restaurants.
A lot of the schools have that up north anyway. When they host anything, we have a $10 a day punch card, and that includes breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And that goes straight back to the
food. Yeah, so that's a great idea.
In the cafeteria, and they all eat together, kind of a cool little deal.
They really don't.
Competing with each other, but they're all eating every meal with each other, too.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
How much money do we have set aside right now for the kitchen?
Like 300.
Probably with what we spend, we probably have, I'd say, about 310.
That's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. So we really need to figure out what she really needs. And
So we're moving forward with figuring out the vent system we're talking about. And actually, we really need to address the floor situation in that cafeteria, too. That's another issue. Of course, there's asbestos under the tile, and so do you cover it? That's a possibility. We're actually researching that as well and looking at some more cost-effective ways to address that. So. There's plumbing issues in there, right? The fridges are good. There's plumbing issues. There's a lot of issues. So.
You have activity, travel. Been up and down a few times.
Getting lots of steps in.
I do, it's my phone.
Okay.
But it's not the district issued. I'm beating Rick right now. Open Gangnam Style. You can tell Bergen I just did Gangnam Style. I got the steps right there. Working with Erica, Rick, and Karen on the possible activity travel budget cuts and things of that sort. We all want to know numbers, but we're not going to know exact numbers until, was that April 19th? Who knows when that date will come? So we've got the preliminary numbers that we've kind of gotten, and I've been breaking down some numbers. And the first two years I was here, 2011, 2012, and then 2012, 2013, we had the homeschool policy that came in where homeschool students were able to participate even if they're not enrolled. So what Rob, Karen, and I and Rick did was come up with a number of what the students would pay for their activity fees if they're homeschooled. So in order to do that, I went through and found the average of every single activity, how many participants were in that activity, found an average of that, added all the true cost that went into these numbers, and it came out that we were spending about, I got the exact number right here too, about $501 per student is what it came out to be for all of the activities, and that includes, we have 20 school-sponsored activities at the school, which include, I will go through the list, because when you look at the list and talking with at our coaches meeting last night, it's quite a bit. We have volleyball, swim, cross country, wrestling, girls basketball, boys basketball, cheer, baseball, track and field, National Ocean Science Bowl, music, art, student government. That's at the high school. And then the middle school, we added cross country, track and field recently because of the numbers that we've had. And then girls basketball, boys basketball, cheer, wrestling, and volleyball. So I had these average little numbers, and the coaches kind of thought that was really funny. They thought it was very interesting. The numbers of participants that have gone up over the years, and the first year, this is counting just high school only, and if they played one or more activities, we had 186 participants. So when I added up how many completed the season and finished the whole season, 2012, 2013, we had 189. Last year, 13-14, we had 223. This year, we have 246. And so the funny thing is that our population has dropped in enrollment, but our participation numbers have increased dramatically. And so 2011, 12, 2013, 14, the average number of participants per activity was 13. And the last 2 years, our average number of participants per activity is 18. So it's pretty impressive that our participation numbers are going up, but now we're going to be probably working with less funds. And so we talked with the coaches. They've got a great mentality of it. I kind of told them, hey, we can't be bickering at each other, and it's not going to work that way. And they go, oh, we knew it was inevitable. We've been living great for the last couple of years. We're all on the same page and working together, finding ways to help every single program as an athletic department, activity department, and the academics too. I mean, Joni was there, and we met for about 2 hours and four and a half minutes last night. And Cheryl came by and kind of hung out with us. We had some pizza, some sandwiches, and just kind of hung out and talked about schedules and things that have been going on around the region, around the state. I just had my activity director meetings this past week for our spring meetings, and we're doing okay, and the coaches know that we are, I mean, it's the state that's kind of hurting, but our economy is good right now. I mean, and I never really thought about it that way, that economy is doing great. Not doing great, but doing okay. It's kind of the state where we're kind of hurting a little bit. So we've talked about it, and, you know, with the proposed numbers, our first thought at one point was automatically Xing any general funds to the middle school activities with the number that we had. Not cutting any activities or saying, okay, we're going to cut track or we're going to cut volleyball or anything of that. So we want to keep every single activity that we have because we know it's important, and the numbers of participants show that they are important because we're at over 20 on every single program in the middle school. And I've got those percentages here, too, of how much are participating, how many kids are participating. But so just kind of being a little bit more aware of our of what's going on throughout the state and what we're doing for our activities, and they know, hey, you know what, we're going to save some money, let's group house and let's cut that one trip out, let's not go to that one because that's the furthest one, the teachers will be happy because they'll be in school more. Working with other schools saying, hey, can I send my boys and girls with you at the same time to save money, you know, during basketball, and you send your boys and girls. So we're, the whole region knows that it's happening. Some of our schools, they are going 100% fundraised. 100% fundraiser, some of the schools in our region, and they will see their numbers drop, and they have kids moving out of communities already. And so Juno has a tough one. They've had a couple kids move out, and they can't. They were having trouble housing everyone for Music Fest, but anyone housing 700 kids would have trouble housing out for that event. So, but the coaching staff is all on the same page. We talked about fundraising. And some of them go, you know, sometimes I don't want to fundraise because we're so busy. And that kid that we have is involved in every activity, so they're fundraising for seven different activities that they're in. So let's start, you know, let's really start talking about a booster club. And I was part of the booster club when I was down south at the junior college I was at. So we've got a foundation, but I don't want to start it without a solid, solid foundation of what we're doing, what the benefit is going to be, and it's going to support every single activity, not just, you know, the ones that go longer seasons or shorter seasons or have more kids or anything of that sort. So it was a great meeting we had last night, Cheryl. I don't know if you want to say anything. I mean, had some good ideas, and we're just going, yeah, probably not that one, but, you know, just throw everything out on the table and see what kind of works, because every community in the state is going to be doing that. I talked to the AD in Galena last night for a while, and they're kind of in the same boat. Even though they're on the road system, no one likes to go there because they think, oh, we have to fly there or take a long 5-hour bus ride. And I said, yeah, that's what kind of people say when you take 26-hour ferry rides down here. So I don't know if you want to add to that.
Well, I just
too,
think that there are a lot of possibilities, though.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest part that is going to come out of this is maybe a little more cooperative spirit, even amongst, I mean, not that there wasn't before, but between the schools and the districts.
Yes,
you know, to do some creative scheduling and maybe some different things with larger groups. And I think if everybody can work together with that, I think that will make a huge difference.
Yeah.
And I think, as we were talking a little bit, brainstorming with the middle school piece, you know, maybe we're looking at combining things a little bit there or doing some things that are closer.
Maybe
it's one, you know, event that the kids pay for that, you know, it's a closer event and, you know, those kinds of things.
Yep.
But still trying to keep that equity because we don't want turn into a haves and have-nots either.
Right. And, you know, there are some schools that have absolute, they keep their programs, but they have two schools within a district, but they do not travel. And so the reciprocating factor doesn't happen very well, especially with middle school. If you don't go, they won't come type of deal, because they're not mandated to come to you or anything. And so got a wonderful, wonderful relationship with Ketchikan, and we send them a lot of kids, and they send us a lot of kids, too, at the same time. And it's an easy trip for us. We go down Friday. We're back Sunday on the ferry, and then you got this little asterisk on the side of what's going to happen if that ferry's gone, because we don't know what's going to happen with the ferry system. So all of those things, a lot up in the air. But, you know, yeah, closer trips, and, you know, if we do the Wrangell trip, and I've talked with their AD, and, hey, you know, our kids could, it's a very affordable trip at the same time going there. But we've talked about it. The coaches kind of know what, you know, we've got some ideas, but kind of still up in the air until April 19th and all of that piece. And just the participants of, you know, the participation factor of extracurriculars for the kiddos, for a lot of them, they ain't graduating without it. I mean, I know a very large bunch. I mean, you can see sometimes when we do grade checks of when something big is coming up, grades are pretty darn good, and as soon as it's done, it's whew, I mean, the activity's done. So, but we know we're all academic first, and that's the big piece with the coaches. We know we're an academic institution first, but this is kind of a nice supportive piece for some of them, and get a couple kids that wouldn't come through our doors. They're coming through because of that one activity or two or whatever they're involved with. So our participation numbers are phenomenal right now. At the high school, we have 144 student enrollment. 122 are involved in one or more activity, which is an 84% participation rate. And at the middle school, out of 104, 86 are involved in one or more school activity. That does not include Viking Swim Club or any outside activity. That is just our activities that we provide at the school. So we got about an 82% participation rate at the middle school. And we have 40 kids in volleyball. It's kind of fun. I think you were there when we had our scrimmage. That was really fun. Just making sure we had enough jerseys and tape them on their back. You're number 99. So, but track, I mean, they got a ton of kids out there, and they're working hard. I think they had a great trip down to Ketchikan, too. So River did awesome. Beat his time. He's kind of fast. I mean, we got a lot of kids that have in the newspaper, they're going to do a newspaper article here soon. I just talked with Mary there. We've got a few number of kids that are getting college scholarships or getting offers to go to universities on their activities piece. So it's kind of really cool. We've got I know three already that have verbally accepted things. So it's kind of really neat. So, and then a tiny school. So any questions you guys got for us? Cheryl, I don't know if you want to add anything from last night's conversation that we had there. You got to hang out with us. Cool people. Not really.
I didn't say anything, I don't think. I said one thing, but I don't remember. It was just really nice to know that everybody there is on the same page and all the coaches knew, you know, we don't want to cut. We're not cutting activities.
Yeah.
Everyone know.
That was the big one.
Yeah. It was just nice, and lots of people had ideas. One coach said, well, I just made all my kids just pay for their own way.
Mm-hmm.
And that might have to be a thing sometime.
Yep.
You know? Yep. I mean, like middle school, they only travel once. If we can keep that program, it's only $20 or $30 one way. I mean, it just depends on where they're going.
Yeah, it depends on where they're going. Yeah, if the group rates stay the same, it's pretty affordable. So
It was good. So we'll probably have more meetings, I think, to discuss.
Yeah, it was great. I didn't expect, you know, I thought maybe an hour and a half, and we were there for 2 hours. I'm going, oh, my gosh, it's 9 o'clock, and we're still going. And everyone stayed to the end, and it was great. Great conversation, and people working together, I think. I think we're all in it for the right reasons. I think all the coaches are there for the right reasons, and it's not really much about the paycheck. It's more about making sure that, you know, the kid's doing well. 15. Yeah, it's not. So they're doing a great job.
None of it's for the paycheck.
Yeah. I mean,
what's
they're there.
The board?
They put a lot of time. Yeah, especially those chaperoning hours on the ferry. Yeah, those are fun. Cheryl knows about those. Cheryl's going on one next week. I volunteered you. So, any other questions you got activities-wise? I can't think of anything. Oh, one big thing that will cost our district a little bit. Well, not really, not cost. Which is a good move. The SMAC committee at the ASAA, they have a sports medicine advisory committee at the state level, and we talked about all of those changes that they're doing, and they're making AEDs required at every single event and practice. So now I'm looking at portable AEDs because cross country might be up in the woods and they need one. And so I told Coach Thompson, you're going to need one. He goes, me personally? And I go, no, just for you, for your team. And you take it with you, and just in case. So,
you need to take one every time you go running.
Yeah, exactly. That's what he said. He just kind of, and he's sitting in the rocking chair while we said that one, too. So we'll be getting some AEDs, which is a great move. We've got a lot in the district. There are some districts and some schools that have absolutely none on their campus right now. So they're working with that. Yeah.
Healthy living grant.
Yeah, so we're going to get a couple for especially Coach Engel up at the ball field because there's nothing there, so he can have a portable one, and then maybe even look into keeping them in our vans when they were traveling out to Banana Point, picking up a team and something happens. And so
great.
It's kind of a good move as far as an advisory piece from the SMAC committee and things of that sort. So, yeah, I know. I love the SMAC committee. So, and then
are we going to have one in the school too?
We have one by the auditorium, one right next to the elevator in the gym, one in the community gym, one at the pool, two at the elementary.
Oh, okay.
Is where all of ours are located. So I reminded all of our coaches where those are at. And we're going to do a training, working with the hospital and public health nurse, trying to find a date that we can train our staff in it just to, I mean, it's very automated and it tells you what to do, but it's also nice to know what they're going to say to you when it comes on and if you have to do it to yourself. No, just hopefully not. I think Tommy made that analogy. If I had to do it to himself, he just hopes his hand hits the right button or something of that. So, yeah. But, yeah, we're working together as a region a lot. We have a lot of executive committees that our executive board has been talking quite a bit of how we can make it better. I mean, there's some districts that are taking $2.1 million cut, I think, to their activities budget, which is like, woo, I wish I had that one. That'd be fun. Yeah, so, but, yeah, any questions, more? Yeah.
Thanks for all your time.
Yeah,
thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I think I might go. I might go. Relieve the babysitters because they got to jump on the ferry too.
We're not going without you.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
Good training. Oh, yeah. We'll see you.
Can't wait till Friday.
7:45 in the morning.
Woo!
Yeah, we'll all be up.
I'll text you.
Yes. And then post on Facebook.
Oh, jeez.
Well, yeah, poor Cheryl. You're Cheryl.
I really don't wish that on anybody.
Erica, legislative update?
It's fun to talk about it at 9 o'clock at night.
Oh, it is.
You know, to be honest, at this point, I think we have the information that has been given. And I appreciate the radio has, you know, continued to provide updates and information. The paper has as well. And, I mean, none of it's really great news, although a few weird little things kind of keep coming up. Like, you know, it's just odd. The whole session is just odd. It really is. You know, they kind of just keep throwing numbers out there, and then, oh, we won't fund that. Well, now we will, and this is back in. We're not going to do any major maintenance, but we're going to reimburse you for the $25,000 for your boiler from 3 years ago.